is CBS News on the Hour, sponsored by O'Reilly Auto Parts.
I'm Cammie McCormick. The man accused of trying to assassinate President Trump at a Florida golf course last year has been convicted and had to be restrained afterwards. CBS's Christian Benavidez reports.
After the jury left the courtroom, Ryan Ruth, the defendant, attempted to harm himself. Just to recap what the verdict was here, a five-count verdict on federal charges, including attempted assassination of a major presidential candidate. He went off the rails a number of times. He spoke about the Civil War, that he was planning to buy a boat at some point.
Prosecutors say Ruth spent weeks plotting to kill Trump, but did not fire his weapon. He faces the possibility of life in prison. President Trump, a short time ago,
justice was served, and we'll see what happens.
Trump is in New York for the UN General Assembly. He met on the sidelines with Ukraine's president and later said he thinks Ukraine is in a position to win back all of its territory from Russia. CBS's Olivia Rinaldi.
President Trump with Zelensky talking about how to get an end to this war, especially after President Trump had that meeting with President Putin back in August that really has not come to fruition as far as ending the war.
Asked if NATO should shoot down Russian aircraft over its territory, Trump said yes. NATO Secretary General Mark Rutte.
We do not want to see a continuation of this dangerous pattern by Russia, intentional or not. But we stand ready and willing to continue to defend every inch of allied territory.
Trump was to meet with Democratic leaders today about avoiding a government shutdown, but he canceled it. House Democratic Leader Hakeem Jeffries.
They refused to even sit down and have a conversation.
CBS's Nancy Cordes.
Now we're just a couple of days away. Often these shutdowns are averted at the last moment, but the fact that the president now says he is not willing to meet with Leader Schumer and Leader Jeffries this close to the deadline is definitely a signal that this could get very rocky.
A federal trial is underway in Seattle over whether Amazon tricked customers into signing up for its Prime service and then made it tough to cancel. Kelly O'Grady is following.
There was a 15-step process to actually go through and cancel it. Now, I'm sure everyone right now is thinking about a particular company that they've had to go through and they're going, wow, how do I cancel this? It just doesn't seem easy. That's particularly what the FTC is accusing Amazon of. Of course, Amazon says, no, we made this very clear that they would be signing up for this, and it was very clear in terms of canceling.
On Wall Street at the closing bell, stocks finished lower. The Dow Jones Industrials were off by 88 points. This is CBS News.
Think O'Reilly Auto Parts for all your car care needs. Get the parts and service you need fast from the professional parts people at O'Reilly Auto Parts.
Local news on WRJN is brought to you hourly by Conventional Concrete Systems, the best in the Midwest. 262-206-3168.
From the WRJN Radio Park Newsroom, I'm Stuart J. Waddles with a quick news update. The Golden Rondel will host a talk about gun violence tomorrow. The city is hosting what they call a special community conversation featuring an interactive panel aimed at finding new approaches to safer streets. Seating is limited at the Golden Rondel. You need to RSVP in advance to be a part of that discussion. There's more on the city's website. Those downtown Racine kites are for sale. The eye-catching art pieces that adorn the downtown over the summer will go to the highest bidders. The Downtown Racine Corporation's public art kite auction is happening now through the end of the month. The fundraiser helps support downtown activities, events, and business programs. DRC officials remind people that all bids are fully tax-deductible. Racine and Waukesha have the lowest in the area, but prices in Kenosha and Milwaukee aren't that much higher. For gas, it's $2.83 on the low end, $2.89 on the high. Melissa Kay has more about the price at the pump around the state.
Average gas prices fell 8 cents per gallon over the last week. The average price in the state on Monday, being $2.88, means prices are 3.9 cents higher than a month ago. However, this is still 8.5 cents per gallon lower than this time last year.
Fewer kids showed up in Kenosha Public Schools this fall. Officials say it's part of a trend that's been building for years. The state-mandated third Friday count puts KUSD enrollment at 17,799, a drop of just over 700 students from last year. The state will now use those enrollment numbers to decide how much funding KUSD gets from state and local sources. Racine Unified numbers aren't yet available. And that's news on WRJN. I'm Stuart J. Waddles. News at the top and bottom of the hour, or anytime at WRJN.com.
the crew, and the Padres tonight. Hi, I'm Mike Clemens with sports. Baseball, it'll be another late night on the West Coast for the Brewers as they take on the Padres for game two of their three-game series at San Diego's Petco Park. The Padres right-hander, Randy Vasquez, on the mound for San Diego against lefty Bruce Zimmerman, getting his first start for the Brewers. Game one finished after midnight here as the Padres won 5-4 thanks to a walk-off RBI single from Freddie Freeman in the bottom of the 11th. That clinched the spot in the playoffs for the Padres, their fourth in the last six seasons, the game ending past manager Pat Murphy's bedtime.
Good baseball game. You know, pleased with our guys. They came out to play hard, and they played hard the whole way. Padres got a really good team, and they were resilient, and give them credit.
NFL, the Packers face the Cowboys in Dallas on Sunday night. Cowboys receiver CeeDee Lamb now out a month after suffering a high ankle sprain in their loss to the Bears in Chicago. With sports, I'm Mike Clemens.
The cold weather will be here before you know it. Don't wait until frost and ice put your concrete plans on hold. Let the experts at Conventional Concrete Systems make your concrete great again. Sidewalks, patios, driveways, with unmatched skill, precision, and a finish built to last. Trust CCS, the best in the Midwest, because your home deserves nothing less than solid craftsmanship. Find them on Facebook or call 262-206-3168 today before the weather turns bitter cold. In loving memory of Don Halber.
The weather is brought to you by Hog Lawyer, the lawyer who rides at 888-999-6644. If you like to ride, this is some of the most enjoyable weather of the year. The temps are cooler and the scenery is just about as beautiful as it gets. But make sure that you keep your focus on the road ahead, because a motorcycle accident can happen in a split second. And if you should ever be the unfortunate victim of any type of accident, phone the lawyer who rides, the Hog Lawyer, at 888-999-6644. He's definitely the guy you want on your side. Call or visit him today at hoglawyer.com.
WRJN weather. Hi, meteorologist Brandon Bormans. More clouds than sun today. A comfortable early fall day with high temperatures right around 70. For tonight, mostly cloudy skies with lows near 60. On your Wednesday, again, more clouds than sun. Can't completely rule out an isolated shower. A high of 68. Right now, it's 66 degrees. WRJN.
Sunday afternoon, really couldn't get away too soon. I can't imagine anything that's better. The world is ours whenever we're together. There ain't a place I like to be instead of moving down a crowded avenue to anything we like to do. There's always lots of things that we can see. We can be anyone we like to be. And all those happy people we could meet just Sunday afternoon. Really couldn't get away too soon. No, 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 no.
Scenes home for local news and timeless hits. WRJN, good afternoon. It's Kurt Vollman. Hello, Dick Graceffa.
Hey,
Greg. How are you doing this afternoon?
Doing very well. Dick Graceffa, of course, does high school football for us, and season's more than halfway done now, right?
Yes, it is. We're in week six, so we're nearing the end of the regular season. 4 weeks, and then playoffs will begin.
We have another game this Friday night, and what's on tap?
So we got a game out of the Southern Lakes, and it should be another good one. We have Lake Geneva Badger, 5-0 overall, 3-0 in conference. 2 years ago, they were state champs, and last year they were within one game of going back to state, and they'll be traveling to play Burlington at Burlington, who's 4-1 overall, 2-1 in conference. So it's a bigger game for Burlington if they want to try and win the conference side. They're going to have to beat the Badgers on Friday night.
So one team is 5-0, the other one's 4-1. This sounds like two very good programs.
Yeah, two very good programs. I'm excited to see the Badger quarterback. I've heard a lot of good things about him. He's state ranked in stats already this year, and they don't pass the ball very much, which is going to be interesting. They've got almost 1,000 yards already rushing for the year, and he's only attempted less than 20 passes.
Wow.
Where Burlington, their quarterback, he's already thrown over 70 passes this year. So they have Burlington has a more balanced attack. They run and pass. But again, I'm excited to see this Badger offense where they're almost exclusively a running team. So it's going to be interesting, and it should be a lot of fun.
Well, you said that Badger doesn't pass much, but whatever they're doing seems to be working for them if they're 5-0.
Oh, very much so. First of all, a lot of people don't know that it starts with your feeder program, the lower-level teams. And last year, there were two lower-level teams, freshman and sophomore teams, only lost one game between them. So they just reload as kids graduate. So a very good program. And like I said, 2 years ago, they won Division II up at Camp Randall. And last year, they were within one game of going back to state for a second consecutive year. So Burlington's going to have their hands full on Friday night.
You going to pick this one?
I am going to pick it. I don't know if my listeners are going to like it. I have to go with the Badgers of Lake Geneva.
Okay. And broadcast details for Friday night?
Our pregame will be at 6:40 with kickoff at 7 p.m.
All right. Hear it all right here with Dick Graceffa on WRJN. Thanks, Dick.
Thanks, Kurt.
And I'm Kurt Vollman on WRJN.
That it's evolution. Well, you know, we all want to change the world. But when you talk about destruction, don't you know that you can count me out? Don't you know it's gonna be alright? Right. You say you got a real solution. Well, you know, we don't love to see the plan. You ask me for a contribution. Well, you know, we all do what we can. But if you want money for people with minds that hate, all I can tell you is, brother, you have to wait. All right. All right. All right. Oh. nation. Well, you know, we all want to change your head. You tell me it's the institution. Well, you know, you better free your mind instead. But if you go carrying pictures of Chairman Mao, you ain't gonna make it with anyone anyhow. Alright, alright, alright.
Park to Racine Quarry. Local news and timeless hits.
Racine's home for local news and timeless hits. WRJN, good afternoon. It's Kurt Vollman. We're less than an hour away now from today's 5 o'clock class reunion. Three great songs from one great year. Today we're going to feature the class of 1973. We're also going to recap some of the big stories and memories of our featured year. So tune in for the 5 o'clock class reunion just after the 5 p.m. news right here on WRJN.
It's game time with WRJN Big Deals. Score big with discounted gift certificates from your local favorites. Mahoffers on Main, X-Golf Kenosha, The New Cafe. Don't miss the action. The Big Deal of the Day drops twice a week. And keep listening to WRJN for details on our brand new flash sales. Go to WRJN.com. Click the Big Deals banner and get in on the savings game with WRJN Big Deals.
Summer is here. Get some extra cash today with an installment loan up to $2,500 from your friends at AmeriCash Loans. AmeriCash Loans is a licensed lender with locations throughout Wisconsin. Just come by the Kenosha store at 6430 Green Bay Road, right in front of Lowe's. You can also call the store manager right now at 262-605-9777. That's 262-605-9777. Or visit AmeriCashLoans.com to apply online. That's AmeriCashLoans.com. Restrictions may apply.
You want something fresh? How about signature subs and chef salads from Lee's Deli? Just the way you like them. At Elite Mini Market, Taylor Mart, Kinsey Corner, and now inside Workforce Development, 1717 Taylor Avenue. Or swing by the shop on Washington for even more mouthwatering options, like giant party subs perfect for your next luncheon or tailgate. Ordering's easy with the Lee's Deli mobile app. More reward points mean more perks. Lee's Deli, for over 50 years, serving Racine one meal at a time.
This update sponsored by UW Credit Union. For every stage of life, UW Credit Union is here for every you. During every Brewers home game at American Family Field throughout the 2025 season, fans will have the chance to win a 2025 Land Cruiser, courtesy of your Wisconsin Toyota dealers. Visit brewers.com/Toyota to enter. Join UW Credit Union at uwcu.org. Insured by NCUA.
Surprise! Your table saw broke. Also, the warranty expired weeks ago, so you need to pay for anyone out of pocket.
At Progressive, we know small business owners don't usually like surprises because they cost you money. But a good surprise that could save you money? Getting a commercial auto quote from Progressive.
Oh, and the replacement part you ordered doesn't fit, so it's completely useless.
What a waste of...
Surprise yourself. See if you can save in as little as 8 minutes at ProgressiveCommercial.com. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates.
WRJN is more than just radio. Check out WRJN.com for local and state news, fun poll questions, sports schedules, streaming, podcasts, and local event calendars. You can also suggest songs and sign up for our WRJN newsletter, reaching Racine beyond the radio. Online at WRJN.com.
News and timeless hits on WRJN. We're a little over a month away from Halloween, and if you're going to go buy some Halloween candy, here are the top five candies that kids want in their trick-or-treat bags this year. Tied at number five are Skittles and Sour Patch Kids. Sour Patch Kids, ugh. Number four is M&M's. Number three is Kit Kats. Number two is Snickers. And the number one thing kids want in their trick-or-treat bags this year are Reese's Peanut Butter Cups.
Side of me, girl, you just don't realize what you
Much for listening to local news and timeless hits on WRJN. But remember, we're part of the larger Civic Media Network, and you can hear our statewide talk shows anytime on the Civic Media app. Now, let's get you into the WRJN Radio Park Newsroom.
From the WRJN Radio Park Newsroom, I'm Stuart J. Waddles. Microsoft is pouring billions more into Mount Pleasant, and Caledonia could be next for data center cash. The tech company announced last week it'll invest another $4 billion in its Mount Pleasant data center, bringing the total there to $7 billion. They also have plans for a future Kenosha County site. Now, another company is looking at Caledonia for a potential data center project. That village will hold an information meeting tomorrow night on a request to rezone 245 acres near the Oak Creek Power Plant. Village officials say the session is designed to explain the plan, answer questions, and let neighbors have their say. No action will be taken at that meeting, which runs from 5 to 7 at Caledonia Village Hall. Should or can sheriffs in Kenosha and Walworth lock people up at the request of immigration agents? That's the question in a new ACLU lawsuit. The group wants the state Supreme Court to block the practice, saying it violates constitutional rights. An ACLU official says they aren't really warrants because they're not issued by a court or a judge. ICE sent over 700 of those requests to Wisconsin jails in just 7 months. Most communities comply. Kenosha, Walworth, and others are being targeted in the lawsuit because they detain the most. Lawmakers are split. Supporters say sheriffs should cooperate for safety, while opponents warn that it leads to wrongful arrests and broken trust in immigrant communities. Those downtown Racine kites are for sale. The eye-catching art pieces that adorn the downtown over the summer will go to the highest bidders. The Downtown Racine Corporation's public art kite auction is happening now through the end of the month. The fundraiser helps.
The weather is brought to you by Building Waters Heating and Cooling in Racine. Phone 262-989-1001 or visit them online at buildingwaters.com.
Customers throughout southeastern Wisconsin are excited about Building Waters' incredible $59 furnace tune and clean special.
Hey, wait a minute. I still have a warehouse full of air conditioners that gotta go to make room for the 2026 model furnaces. Call us today for substantial end-of-season savings on all AC models. Call Building Waters at 262-989-1001. That's 262-989-1001.
WRJN Weather.
I'm meteorologist Brandon Bormans. More clouds than sun today. A comfortable early fall day with high temperatures right around 70. For tonight, mostly cloudy skies with lows near 60. On your Wednesday, again, more clouds than sun. Can't completely rule out an isolated shower. A high of 68. Right now, it's 66 degrees.
And the sign said, long-haired, freaky people need not apply. So I took my hair up under my hat, and I went in to ask him why. He said, you look like a fine, upstanding young man. I think you do. So I took off my hat, I said, imagine that. Shot on sight. So I jumped on the fence and I yelled at the house, hey, what gives you the right to put up a fence to keep me out or to keep Mother Nature in? If God was here, he'd tell you to your face, man, you're some kind of sinner. Membership card to get inside.
News and timeless hits on WRJN. Good afternoon, it's Kurt Vollman.
What's the buzz? Tell me what's happening. 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 What's the buzz?
And Diane Carlson is here. She's executive director of the Racine Arts Council. Diane, what's the buzz? Tell me what's happening in the Racine Arts community.
Over Our Head Players is opening a rock opera titled Lizzie, and they're opening it on Friday, September 26th. Okay, I suspect everyone has heard the rhyme, Lizzie Borden took an axe and gave her mother 40 whacks. When she saw what she had done, she gave her mother 41. The Borden family murders were once called the most infamous crime of the century, and it seems as if they have been set to music since the very beginning, as the rhyme reminds us.
Mm-hmm.
But the next production at Over Our Head Players not only is a musical retelling, it's a tiny bit of a reimagining. In fact, it's described as a haunting story of sisterhood and survival, as much as it is a tale of guilt or innocence. So the true crime story explores how far someone will go to protect the ones they love. It's told by the Borden sisters themselves, Lizzie and her older sister Emma. They're stuck in a suffocating existence with a domineering father and a money-hungry mother. The drama is driven by a smoldering rock score, with a live band on stage. To Together, the story, the score, and the sound will fill the 6th Street Theater with a whole new dimension. This new rock opera runs from September 26th through October 19th. Tickets are available on their website, which is overourheadplayers.org, but some shows have already sold out, so get those tickets and catch this rock opera.
And that's on your calendar, too?
Of course it is. RacineArtsCouncil.org has all the theater happenings.
Of course it is. Silly question, Kurt. And that's Diane Carlson, Executive Director of the Racine Arts Council, and I'm Kurt Bowman on WRJN.
Stop, hey, what's that sound? Everybody look what's going down. will creep. It starts when you're always afraid. Step out of line, the man come and take you away. We better stop. Hey, what's that sound? Everybody look what's going down. We better stop. Hey, what's that sound? Everybody look what's going down. We better stop now. What's that sound? Everybody look what's going down. We better stop.
Local news, timeless hits, WRJN. We're officially into autumn now. I love this time of year. Temperatures start getting cooler. The leaves are going to be changing soon. And those orange highway barrels start to move into hibernation.
Daytime turns me off and I don't need maybe. 9 to 5 ain't taking me where I'm found. When it's gone, I run out to see my baby. Lord, for the nighttime, can't forget the day, a day of
uptight time,
baby, chase it away,
chase it away.
I get a relaxation,
the and
it's time to brew, I thank the Lord for the nighttime, I thank the Lord for you. Talk about plans now, baby, I got plenty. But nothing ever seems to turn out the way it should. Talk about money, girl, I ain't got any. Seems like just one time I'm feeling good. Thank the Lord for the nighttime.
Forget the day.
They have a uptight time. Baby, chase it away.
Chase it away.
I get a relaxation.
Oh, Lord, the night time.
And it's a time to brew.
Oh, time to brew.
I thank the Lord for a night time.
Oh, Lord, the night time.
I thank the Lord for you. Save me. Thank the Lord for the nighttime.
To forget the day.
They have up uptight time. Baby, chase it away.
Chase it away.
I get a relaxation. It's a time to brew. I thank the Lord for the nighttime. Thank the Lord for you. Now.
We'll be right back. machine, dreaming of the Chevy and the old jeans, but they never kill the thrills we got. Burning up to the crocodile rock, learning fast as the weeks went past. We really thought the crocodile rock would last. Well, crocodile rock, a song of shock, and when the sea just can't keep still.
News and timeless hits on WRJN. If you're listening for the next keyword in our Go for the Green and Gold Text to Win Multi-State Contest, you're going to want to listen in the 5 o'clock hour. I'll have another keyword for you then. Your chance to win the green and the gold. The green is cash, the gold is jewelry. And you'll also get in on the grand prize of club seats when Green Bay takes on Minnesota in November. Now, you will need the Civic Media app to play. You can download that at civicmedia.us or wherever you get your apps. And then listen for the next keyword in the 5 p.m. hour. Go for the Green and Gold is brought to you by Royal Construction, building dreams together, and by Vessels Services, roofing repairs and replacements that restore peace of mind. It's all coming up next hour with WRJM.
September serving up more than stripes at the Lanes on 20.
Yes!
Step into Angry Brothers Pub for flavor, football, and fun all month long. Every Sunday, bite into the classic pub burger. Juicy, stacked, and loaded with flavor. Served with a side of all the football you can handle on the big screens. Catch the daily deals on the Lanes Facebook page, and don't forget, it's never too early to ask about the holiday party specials. Great food, cold drinks, and good times at the Lanes on 20, just west of Green Bay Road.
This is some of the best riding weather of the season, but pay attention and be careful out there because unfortunately there have been a lot of unnecessary motorcycle accidents lately. And if you should ever be the unfortunate victim of any kind of accident, call the Hog Lawyer immediately at 888-999-6644. He's the lawyer who rides, and with over 45 years of road-tested experience, he's definitely the guy you want on your side to protect your rights. Call him today or visit him online at hoglawyer.com.
Cool down and perk up at Main Street Bakery, where iced coffee dreams come true. Craving a refreshing boost? They have the bold cold brews and creamy caramel lattes to match your mood. Start your morning strong or treat yourself to a midday pause. Anytime is the right time. Pair your drink with a light, summery sweet treat to turn any break into a mini celebration. Open Tuesday through Saturday. Main Street Bakery, where every creation is crafted with care.
What was that?
That is Business Phone Bliss with the Ooma Cloud Phone System. It handles all our voice, video, and messaging needs.
You sound very...
calm? I am. Ooma has everything I need to run my business more efficiently, like virtual receptionist, call routing, and video conferencing. And it starts at just $19.95 per month per user, plus taxes and fees.
Ooma.
Nice. Find your business comm at ooma.com/radio.
WRJN.
WRJN has brought you local news and now Timeless Hits 2. Coming up, CBS News at 5. Then it's the 5 o'clock class reunion. Three great songs from one great year. Today we feature the class of 1973. It's all coming up on WRJN.
Mrs. Robinson, heaven holds a place for those who pray. CBS News on the Hour, sponsored by O'Reilly Auto Parts.
I'm Cammie McCormick. The man accused of attempting to assassinate President Trump at a Florida golf course last year has been convicted. The jury took just 2 hours to find Ryan Ruth guilty. He represented himself, criminal defense attorney Joe Tamburino.
Having an attorney means you have a third party who's very well knowledgeable about the law, rules, procedures. You have a professional. You have an expert to be able to look at your case rather than have you make the decisions. He was completely not able to provide himself with a defense.
Ruth apparently tried to stab himself with a pen after the jury left the courtroom. Marshals subdued him. President Trump is in New York today, where he spoke to the UN General Assembly, blasting the world body for not doing enough to end wars.
It's too bad that I had to do these things instead of